Hi, everyone. Welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
Great.
Cool. Now that we have that settled.
Okay. Two celebrities got engaged recently.
Well, four celebrities.
Well, four, technically. Two couples.
Two pairs.
Two pairs. The first one being, drumroll, please,
Jackson Brittany.
That's fucking... The ring looked great for her.
Yeah, the ring looked great.
I mean, for him.
It's not really hard to make a ring that's huge look great. However, the amount of...
I looked into it. It's 3 carats. 3.02.
It looks like it was more, but it could be because of the shape. Halo. Yeah. But I think that... Okay, first of all, it felt to me that this entire engagement... Oh, my God. It's very important. Yeah, the...
Carats are not everything.
Engagement.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Okay, my thoughts on this engagement are that the entire thing was centered around the ring, in Jax's like Instagram caption was about 10 lines and 6 of them were devoted to Kyle Chan Design, who made the ring, and 4 of them are devoted to Brittany, but out of those 4, 2 of them are promoting the next season of Vanderpump Rules.
Sponsored. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm not that surprised that he did this because after the situation last season, it's the next obvious plot line to come. But I felt that, and even Tom Schwartz's congratulations Instagram was like,
congrats, Kyle.
Congrats to Kyle Chan Design. It's like, did he get paid by Kyle Chan Design also?
Did Kyle design his champagne ring for Katie?
Not that I'm aware of, but I think we would know.
But I saw also on Kyle Chan Design that he also made all of the girls like these matching like link rings. Like friendship rings, which I kind of really like.
So, I mean, I mean, I definitely know who Kyle Chan Design is, and I didn't on Saturday.
I know, exactly.
They did a good job of promoting him, but to me, it's like this entire engagement was about the ring, the photos. There wasn't a photo of Brittany up for like hours that they were engaged, but there were like multiple photos and Instagram stories of the ring,
of
examining the ring, from all angles, and it's like... It's sort of weird. Like, I wouldn't want my entire engagement to be associated with the hype about the ring.
I think it's very, very weird. I felt very awkward. I always feel awkward when I look at engagement, like, pictures on Facebook, and they're all like...
The ring.
Like this. Like, obviously, you guys can't see what I'm doing with my hand, but it's just like you pushing your hand forward into the camera. It's really uncomfortable.
I think in a series of like 10 photos of an engagement, you can have one ring photo if you do 10 engagement photos. But if you're only doing 2 engagement photos, I think that they should be focused on how the engagement went down. Like, most people are classy enough to ask, like, how did he propose? Yeah. I'm not even sure how he proposed other than
Neptune, right?
Yeah, right. The Neptune place. But I don't know like what he did, what he said. And did he surprise her?
Spawn.
Right, like, were they eating lunch and he just did it? Yeah. Like, how did it happen? Was he there and she walked in and he did it? It's like the more critical things are how they propose as opposed to the ring. At least hide the fact that you're all about the fucking ring.
Well, I don't think he can because it was #spawn. I think I recently saw a funny engagement like album, I guess, on Facebook, which is like just a series of photos where it's the girl who got engaged and then like different people like in the same background, like all just sort of lined up, and her with the hand motion of just like her hand up, and it's just like so funny. It's just like 6 different photos, different family members flanking her and her hand, and like that's just it.
You get to put your hand up like one time.
Once.
Yeah.
It's so uncomfortable. Okay, like, to speak from experience, it was very uncomfortable with, like, the photographer, I was like, I hate cheesy shit. Please don't make me do anything uncomfortable. She's like, how about just, like, 3 cheesy photos that you'll probably thank me for later?
Like, because you'll get to see. What qualifies as cheesy? Like, a kissing dip?
Oh, yes.
That's cheesy.
That cheesy, redoing the engagement, like, the proposal was very cheesy. Like, I was like, I won't do it.
One photo. You don't have to put that up anywhere. It's just so you can have it.
Right. But thankfully she was hiding and taking shots of the real thing. And I mean, we did do it. Like, I was like, I won't actually like look at these photos, but she did it. I did look at them. He kneeled down and I'm like, meh. And then the photos were shit, you know? Right. It was dumb.
Right.
And I threw them out. I looked skinny, but I was
whatever. You threw them out?
Like, digitally. I didn't mark them as yes.
Right.
I didn't say... I said yes to
retouch
these photos.
It. Yeah.
But yeah.
You said no to the photos?
So I let her... So she did do like one where she's like, okay, show me the ring in the very beginning. And I didn't. I was like, here. And I was sort of... I was really, really happy and I didn't even know what was going on. So like I did it and the picture, I really liked it because I was like so happy and I didn't even know what I was doing. I was just showing someone a ring.
There's nothing wrong with like taking ring photos with you and your photographer or even putting them in your own personal album.
Right.
It gets tacky when you start posting your photos of your ring on social media,
right.
Especially when it's in proportion, like proportionally significantly more than the photos of yourself.
Yes.
And like even the original photo that they both announced with was, she wasn't even in the photo.
It was just her ring in focus and then Jack's in focus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought, that's what I thought was so strange. It's like, why wouldn't you have a photo of both of you? And then like the last photo in the carousel is your ring.
Yeah.
Like like everyone wants to know how big the ring is, but like they don't want it. You don't want it to be the thing that you're advertising.
To show a picture of your ring.
I agree too. I wouldn't do it, but I'm saying if you're going to do it, because some people do,
then
it has to be like the lowest ranked thing. Like it has to be as if it's you slipped it in there by accident.
Yes. Yeah, totally agreed. Let's talk about the bigger, more higher profile engagement.
Yes.
Which is Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson.
Yeah. I haven't been this intrigued by an engagement maybe ever.
I refuse,
other than maybe Harry and Meghan Markle.
I refuse to follow either of them, but I stalk them anyway.
Okay, I think I follow both of them.
Okay.
And I follow Cassie David. Like, she's one of my top people to follow.
Okay.
Because she has the best Instagram.
So talk about our thoughts about it. Okay, so Pete's dating history. Pete is from SNL. His whole shtick is that his dad died at 9/11 and Joe makes jokes about it. He's over it and he makes jokes
about
it.
He's from Staten Island and he's like a rough and tumble comedian. Mm-hmm. He's not like this.
He was discovered recently, like he was on Weekend Update and he was talking and he was really, really funny and he's kind of dark because of like, his backstory.
Yeah. He's not like,
okay, so then he's
prissy Ariana Grande.
So then he dates a comedian from Girl Talk. Is that what this
Girl
show?
Girl Talk, yeah.
On MTV, Carly Aquina.
I thought it was Aquilina.
Aquilina. I just don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
Who may or may not be in an upcoming podcast.
Look out for a special partnership coming up eventually soon.
Just
this year.
Here.
Between Carly and Betches.
But anyway, so she used to date him. They broke up. He was single for a while or dating some randos. And then he started dating Cassie David, who's Larry David's daughter.
Who I think was a perfect couple because they look like one human.
Right. They look similar. They both look 12.
They're both smart. They're both a little bit. They have a little bit of darkness going.
Yes. A little edge. But then all of a sudden, like, they don't even show them breaking up. And
her last post, Cassie's last post with Pete was like, the first week of May.
Yeah.
It was like May 3rd or May 9th or something. And the caption was BFFs.
I think she deleted a different one.
I didn't notice any that she deleted.
But she kept that one up. I think. I'm pretty sure because I noticed something was missing. But it could be in my head. And then
I didn't
she left that one.
Missing.
And I looked at the comments today and it was like, yeah, bitch, I love how you kept this up to show his shady ass. Like,
Right. Because they were clearly still involved in whatever way. I mean, BFF could have meant that they broke up and were just decided to be friends. Like, I don't know nothing about their breakup, but just looking at, first of all, knowing Carly Aquilina, she was in our office yesterday. Yeah. We had a long conversation speaking to her as a person directly. And then seeing Cassie David and I read what she writes. I watch the videos she makes. She's like, I love her. I look at her Instagram and then you have like Ariana Grande and Cassie and Carly in my mind fit into like a certain category of person, which is like, they're not, Cassie's very, I think they're both attractive, but they're not like trading on their looks necessarily. Mm-hmm. They're trading on the fact that they're like smart. Funny and smart and insightful. And that's like what's appealing about them. That's like what they're trying to be famous for.
Yeah.
And I get that Ariana Grande is a singer, but she doesn't strike me as the most deep human being. Whereas
we don't know.
Okay. We don't know, but like
because the girl
will,
brand.
The girl will only be photographed from one side so that her dimple is always contractually so that her dimple is always visible. So I just think that there's a little bit of a difference between her and Cassie David so and here, Carly Aquilina.
So thank you for that because I have a lot of thoughts on this.
Okay.
And okay, so Pete Davidson is best friends with like Emrata's husband who's as it, I used her Instagram name, Emily Ratajkowski.
Everyone calls her Emrata.
Anyway, so, and he's like.
Who's her husband?
He's like
this oh, that guy. They got married in Zara. Looking
dude. And he's also best friends with Fat Jewish. And they're all like these New York City guys who I think like, I mean, Josh is whatever. He's nice whenever we met him. But like their brand is like this fuck boy, New York City douchebag. You know what I mean?
And their brand is
too cool. And their
brand is funny. It's not like prissy. Like I see Ariana Grande and like her hair is so perfect.
No, she's remember those videos of her and Mac Miller like licking the donuts and running outside and saying like I hate my fans. She's like a dark bitch, I think. And
yeah, but
no offense to all of the fans of Ariana.
I see maybe that's true, but like I don't see her as being particularly deep.
But either regardless, my point is that she's an image. And so like, okay, so his best friend got Emily Ratta. In their mind, there's no one better. She's the hottest person in the world.
Right.
Then now he's like, okay, I need to keep moving up the ranks. And this is why I'm going to propose to Ariana because I'm not going to do better than this.
But Ariana's like six. Like, how old is she really? 21?
She and Cassie are probably the same age range.
They're 24.
Age range, and they both are very young looking. Like, they're both, he definitely has a type of like child young looking child.
Well, they're young looking because that's their age. I think Cassie and Pete are both 24.
What are you fucking talking about? They post photos.
Ariana looks younger than Cassie, in my opinion.
I don't.
Cassie and Pete are both 24. Babies. I don't know how old Ariana is.
I think both look she's like babies.
20 something.
Like, they both look like tiny, small, long faced girls. One just wears more makeup, is more done up than the other one. They both look very similar.
Okay, but like Ariana Grande tries so much harder. Like
fine.
Like the way she like has this long ass ponytail.
I don't think it has anything to do with Ariana's personality. I think it has everything to do with the fact that she's Ariana Grande. And like he's not gonna do better than that because he has some sort of like he's a comedian. Male comedians we know have like this complex darkness and also like think that they need once they become famous, they can like they're waiting out for like a better person or a bigger celebrity because they have serious insecurities.
Yeah.
And so I think that's
I get that, but I think that Cassie David like idolizes Amal Clooney. Like, there's something going
she
on
also
up
looks
there.
Just like her,
she does. She's so lucky. I know. Like she has a thought in her head that's not just like how many Instagram followers can I get. Whereas like you look at Ariana Grande, and I don't see anything there other than like a good voice and a pretty face.
But that's from
and
what
she's cute.
My perception of Ariana, which again these are just perceptions. We're not like fully just judging her based on her Instagram, but like her whole. I think she's like is very very confident. Like.
I'm sure.
There's no insecurity in terms of like the way that she is. I'm sure she's
there's
very.
There's no
like,
way.
She. No. I don't mean like she's not an insecure person. I'm sure she's insecure about things.
Right.
But I mean like when it comes to like being like sexy or like being confident in her, like the way that she looks and just being like very like forward and like free to say whatever she wants. She's like I see her just like a little bit bitchy and like I'm sure he likes that because.
I just don't feel like there can be any substance to their relationship. Like, I feel like their relationship.
Disney World and Harry Potter.
Right. I feel like their relationship is a series of emojis back and forth, just like a million smiley faces back and forth all day.
It's a huge red flag when your relationship is so public on social media.
And when it's 3 weeks old and you're engaged.
But like just
3 weeks,
just the fact that they flirt via comment section is alarming to me. People,
right?
Normal, secure relationships that just doesn't
happen. Mm-mm. Yeah, you would literally never even like reply with a flirtatious thing to Rusty. Like, you just wouldn't.
No,
like, you would be
the biggest flirt. I would like flirty emoji would be like just a heart.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like barely. Right. They like flirt with a million fucking emojis. I can't even imagine what they say to each other. Like,
I don't know.
In a substantive way. Whereas I do feel like Pete Davidson could probably have a real conversation with Cassie David. Like, they could talk about shit.
Right.
Like, they dated for a long time. They probably had, like, a deeper perspective on the world. Like, Pete Davidson as a comedian probably has a deeper perspective on the world. I don't think Ariana Grande has, like, I can't imagine her like saying an insightful statement.
I can't either.
That's what I mean when I say it's like immature.
Right.
And it's a She's different a good type singer. Of
She's
person.
A good singing voice though.
Yeah, but like, okay, you have a good singing voice. What are you going to sing all fucking day? Like,
yes. You know? Could it potentially be PR stunt for her new album coming out? Because she just released No Tears Left to Cry or whatever. And because, well, no, it was about like the shooting in her concert. And like, just,
I forgot about that.
Very dark.
I actually did have that thought that it could have been a publicity stunt. And if anyone won the publicity stunt, it was Cassie David with that Africa Instagram.
Oh, yeah. So
that it should be the model for all post-breakup Instagrams.
Yes.
You should aim for that level of casualness, but while also being flippant about the situation.
Totally.
And also like looking hot and like you could not care fucking less because you are in
the best
giraffe seat.
The like best is that area. She's like, oh, I was in Africa.
Yeah. Right. I bet she's like thanking her parents. Like, thank you for fucking paying this trip.
I know. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, they happened to be going to Africa. Uh-huh.
I know.
It wouldn't have been as cool if she was just in like Nantucket.
Unless she broke up with him and they're like, I need to get away. And they went and then happened.
It seems like a family vacation.
Right. But they're like, oh, okay.
It's, well, I mean, I know she's
with Larry and the wife together.
I'm not sure, but either way, I don't think that, I think they might be, but either way, they weren't, they could have gone with one parent or the other. I didn't see the parents in the Instagram stories at all, but I did see the sister.
Okay.
So, I mean, the sisters could have gone together on a safari, but I feel like your parents wouldn't skip out on that if they're paying for it.
Probably been on like 7 safaris.
Right.
Well, please email us whatever you guys think about this because I'm like very, very intrigued to see what happens next. Because
me too.
All of a sudden yesterday, every single like celebrity account I follow was just like, they're engaged, they're engaged, they're engaged, they're engaged. And now they're in Disney World to celebrate again. Like their children, they're like in Disney World. They love Harry Potter. They're like, not that there's anything wrong with it. I also like Disney, but...
Okay, you also like
interactions
Disney.
Interactions are very childlike.
I feel like they've spent like a healthy percentage of their relationship in amusement parks. Here we went to Harry Potter. When you've been dating for a month and you spend like 4 days out of the month in an amusement park, that's like a lot of time.
Yeah. There's something social climby about this to me. Then he wants to just feel cool because he is with this like top celeb. That's what I think it, I really think it is.
Do you think they'll actually get married? Like, I can't picture this situation happening.
Like,
I can't picture a wedding.
If they get married, they're going to get married very fast and it's going to be in Harry Potter world.
Yeah.
And if they, and if it's going to be a long time, they're not going to get married or they're going to be engaged for a long time.
And it becomes like a real thing.
That's their relationship. Yeah. Like,
it's so
then
weird.
Again, on the other side, who knows? Maybe they're perfect for each other. You know, like
you don't know
him as much as like you think that you know him. You don't know Cassie as much, obviously, as much as you think that you know her. And you know what I mean?
I don't know. I think to be a comedian, you have to have like a bit more depth than what I perceive Ariana having.
And he definitely. Again,
and maybe she has depth. I don't know.
We don't know.
It's just weird. Let us know what you think. Slapped@betches.com.
Yeah, her ponytail is holding up all of her depth.
Her ponytail is so offensively long.
I think it's because there's some rumor, or maybe I read this. It was that like someone fucked up her hair when she was younger. And so she needs to wear this hair clip thing in her head in order for her hair to like not look like shit. I could have made that up.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I literally made that up, guys. Sorry. Okay, let's.
Did you though?
I don't know.
Let's read some emails.
Yes. Okay.
I'll read this one because it's shorter and my voice is more annoying. So you can read the longer one.
It's not annoying.
Thank you. Okay, but I think it is. Hi, ladies. I have been job searching for about 2 years now. I was being super picky in the beginning, but even still, this has been crazy frustratingly long. I'm noticing a pattern that I come down to the final round of interviews like only me and one or two other candidates and not getting the job. I think I am pretty charismatic and professional, but I cannot land a job. Any advice on what I could be doing wrong? Thanks, unemployed betch.
Completely unrelated topic, but... before we give this advice, we just want to say that our new book is coming out and it's a career book, a funny career book that you guys are all, hopefully you'll like. It's like we give advice on this type
of
shit.
You will like it.
I think that you'll like it. I just don't want to be that confident about it or cocky.
Right.
But it's called When's Happy Hour? Work Hard, so you can hardly work. And that's my motto in life.
Sounds like this girl could use a copy.
Yeah, it's coming out in October, but pre-orders, check out our Instagram to see when pre-orders start. But anyway.
When's happy hour? Look it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so without this, this is one of those emails that did not include
enough information.
Not enough information. I don't know what could be the problem. Like, it could literally be anything.
It could be anything. It's possible that every single, maybe like you just have one less piece of experience than all of the other candidates. Like, in this type of scenario, usually the person who gets chosen is like,
Two years is a long time.
Yeah.
So that, the longer that you're not having a job for could ultimately be something that's hurting you, because they're seeing like they're seeing a gap, and it could be that the other candidate that you're up against doesn't have that gap, even if it's that sort of thing. The other problem that it could be is something like behavioral.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Like, for example, if when we interview someone, not only are we looking at their qualifications, but we're looking to see if there's something like odd that they do behaviorally that could become a problem. Like, maybe they are accidentally like offensive, or they use certain words, or say like a lot. I know that I probably wouldn't be able to get a job for that reason if I didn't have this one.
Yeah.
Or there's something, just, it could be something in your behavior and the way you come off to people. Maybe like you're a little bit aggressive in how you speak, or you're too shy. That sort of thing could come off as like a know-it-all, or you could come off as not assertive enough. There's a lot of different things that are sort of like it's not like a check in a box.
Yeah.
It's about how you like relate to the people. Like, maybe you don't look the people in the eye or something like that.
And it's also possible that you're applying for something that's a little bit too high reaching. Like, that's another, I mean, you're saying that you're super picky in the beginning, but like, that seems like maybe you need to face some form of reality. We always say that like, you should love, the job should be a fit. It shouldn't be like you're just desperate for a job and that they choose you and that should be it. But at the same time, you need to be realistic. Like, you say that, I think I'm pretty charismatic and professional. How about you ask someone who can give you good advice, like actual, like real feedback about what you're like? Maybe hire, there are like job coaches.
I don't want to tell an unemployed person to like,
I don't know,
be hiring a job,
I don't know,
coach,
like,
but
2 years is a long time, like, right. You said, like, I would maybe look into some form of help, maybe ask a friend, maybe ask your parents if that it's an option for you. Like, I would ask someone who's really, really honest and who was maybe successful in their career, who can give you feedback on your resume, the way that you interview, what types of jobs that would be good for you.
You know, it's also possible that she could be reading as like a little bit desperate towards the end, because you haven't had a job and because you've been looking so long, it could be coming off as like desperate to just get the job without as much caring about if it is a good fit. And I'm sure that the longer that you look for jobs that and aren't finding one, you might be looking for things that aren't necessarily the right fit. I feel like the best thing that you could do in this time is like look for a job that isn't necessarily as aligned with what you're doing now, like literally just a job to make money, like work in a store type of thing, so that you can have money and it shows that you have like a strong work ethic, so that even though you're unemployed, you still were a go-getter about doing something and not just sitting around wasting your time, like something part-time.
Yeah, you could also maybe do some freelance work to then you would have like, you can sort of say that you've been doing it longer than you have to show that like, oh,
Aileen is saying you should lie.
It's okay.
People
like,
lie.
It's okay. Like, you can just sort of just, I mean, you're doing it so that they have a reference to ask like about it, but you can say like, I just wanted to quit to have a little bit more free time and to like rediscover my passions, but then you're doing freelance work in the meantime, and then while you're doing that, you can look for more jobs and be a little bit more, again, picky about it.
Yeah. And it just makes you seem more aggressive if you're filling your time with something as opposed to filling your time with nothing. Like, anytime someone comes here, if someone has like they haven't worked, let's say, in the industry for a few months, but in that time they've been doing something specific that they feel strongly about and can speak about to like how this like enhances them as a person, that can be something that you could do.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, just please like email us and let us know like what happens. I'd really love to be updated on this situation.
And have more information, because if it were more specific, we could maybe give you better advice.
Yeah. Let's do another one. Dear Betches, I love the podcast and all the advice you have. Thank you. I know you've talked about adult friendship before, but I have a question about it. I'm finding myself struggling to not be annoyed AF sometimes with my friends. Let me explain. I'm a lawyer and went to the top school in Canada and work criminal defense. My closest friends all went to generic undergrads. Not like there's anything wrong with that. And have settled with Joe Jobs. That must be a Canadian thing.
Average Joe Jobs, I'm sure.
Joe Jobs that have nothing to do with their degrees or passions in life. Something I've never understood. All they do is complain about their job and life. And I've gotten to the point where I literally have nothing more to say to them. There's only so many times I can suggest a career change or grad school or send them job links. Not to mention that I have a busy work life. I love what I do. And I feel like they seriously lack understanding about what I do, and that the fact that I can't be talking to them during the day or even for a few weeks/months sometimes because I'm like fucking busy. Not to mention I'm also planning my wedding, so like I said, I'm fucking busy. My best friend and bridesmaid has been annoying me insanely over the past few months for the reasons I said above, plus the fact that she feels like I'm neglecting her because I stopped talking about wedding plans with her. I literally couldn't handle this because I don't have to share my wedding plans with anyone. All she ever does is complain. This is getting a little crazy. Yeah. All she ever does is complain about her job and her boyfriend and her mom. No, I'm just kidding. And her boyfriend, but won't do anything about it. I'm getting sick of all the same things being said, and I feel like I don't even want to open her messages sometimes or even think about her problems. I feel like I have to lower myself in order to talk to her and others, and it's exhausting at this point. I don't like that I feel this way, but I literally have gotten to the point where I cannot help it. I don't know what to do. I feel myself going through phases of being annoyed and being normal with them. But I feel like they don't understand the level of my work and education and are not respecting where I am in my life and the fact that I can't be how we were when we were 16. My question is, how do you handle friends who are no longer on the same level as you, education and career-wise? I don't know.
My only friends are in the exact same company as me.
And do you too find yourself feeling this way? My fiance keeps telling me to stop thinking I'm above them, finally. So that was a comment for me, not her.
The finally.
Yeah, but that isn't how I feel. I just feel like I can't be how we were growing up in high school or in university anymore and struggle with them being that way. Any advice would help. Thanks, conflicted bitch.
I have a lot of things to say about this.
Yes.
Okay. First is, it does sound a little bit like you think you're above them.
Yeah.
And that's not like why you have friends, because like you don't have friends because of their jobs. And right. Because it might be annoying that they're complaining, blah, blah, blah. That is annoying. But that's not like why you're not friends with someone because they like have a great job and a great boyfriend. And right. Like everything's great. Like
yeah.
You're friends with them because you like have a history or you like them as a person. And it doesn't sound like anything you're complaining about other than the fact that they annoy you about their jobs. It doesn't sound like you're complaining about anything in their character. Like they're not mean to you. Yeah. They don't like do anything to hurt you.
Right. They're not talking behind your back. They're not like being.
Or at least the things you're listing aren't that.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And like also like don't just because you're getting married doesn't mean like you are so fucking busy. Like everyone hates people like that.
Everyone's busy. Everyone's also not busy.
Yes. Everyone is exactly like. Yeah.
You're busy. As much as you don't want to see the person.
Your fiance is right. Stop thinking you're above them.
There is a piece of like, maybe they're just not, maybe the person that you were friends with that you were when you were 16 and the people that you were friends with throughout then and throughout college, maybe they're also just not a great fit for you because you want to be friends with people who you perceive as better based on their careers. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't think that going out in the world trying to make friends because of what their careers are or their like marital status is a good way to make friends.
It sounds very social climby. And I think that you're going to really regret this phase in your life. I think that you're going to, if anything, you drop these friends who've been with you through everything, right?
Yeah.
You go and find some like couple, like engaged, recently married couple who are like need their perfect lives and whatever.
Who are lawyers too.
Lawyers, doctors, whatever. And you guys have things to talk about. And one day you're going to miss your old friends when you see them doing well and other, and you know, like you're going to be like, oh, maybe I was a judgmental bitch.
Yeah. Or you're going to miss them because it's like, it doesn't sound like they're really taking that much away from your life as like human beings, other than the fact that you just don't have the same like caliber caliber job as them.
Right. Like, okay, what if you fucking got fired? And yeah. And what now? Like, what? Who are you going to complain to?
Right. Are you going to make friends with like lower caliber jobs uh-huh. because you just ditched your old friends?
Support your friends. They're telling you like, oh, they're complaining. Be like, it's not your job to tell them what to do. It's your job to support them. Yeah. And it's like...
They don't take your support, ignore their complaining. Yeah. Like, who cares? Like you said, like you go through phases of being annoyed and being normal. So just like pass through those being annoyed phases and appreciate them for like the other things that they add to your life. Because it's not like the things you're if these friends were like huge bitches and you just didn't mm-hmm. like see eye to eye on like fundamental
moral things. Yeah. Like someone's cheating on their boyfriend and you don't support that, like things like that. Yeah. Like I wouldn't this to me, like I understand like not being on the same level as someone you were when you were in middle school. Like I have a lot of my friends are people I've known since I was 10. Yeah. However, I still love that person.
Right. It's not about what their job is. If you were to grow apart from them, it wouldn't be because of their job. It would be because of some other reason.
Yeah.
That's related to your friendship.
I would take a step back and be a little bit more appreciative of the fact that you have friends, TBH. Because there's a lot of people who don't.
We've gotten emails from people who don't. Struggle to find friends. Literally cannot find friends.
And yeah. So I would be a little bit more self-aware and... think about the fact that maybe they are not going to like you for very much longer if you're like this.
Yeah. And don't make your friendship about like giving them career advice. Like mm-hmm. make your friendship about going out for drinks and like catching up.
About life. Yeah. Like, talk about your wedding plans. What the fuck are you talking about? Not talking about your wedding plans.
She's feelings getting
madder,
on shit.
More mad. Yeah. Every 5 seconds. Don't take yourself so seriously. Like lighten up. Life isn't that serious. Life isn't about like the law all the time.
Also, if they're asking about your wedding plans, they probably don't even give a fuck. So right. They're probably just asking to be nice.
Seriously.
They're probably asking to have something nice to say to you. Like, yeah.
Anyway, if you have something to say about this, email us laughed@betches.com. Let's play games.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather have a mom that is obsessive over your horoscope or a mom that is obsessive over your bedtime? This is throughout your life and not just your childhood. What the fuck, Jordana? Jordana wrote these again. Would you rather have a mom obsessed over your horoscope or obsessed over your bedtime?
Probably my horoscope, because that would at least be informative. So whereas the bedtime would just be like a badgering.
Imagine if your mom is texting, did you go to bed yet?
My mom's asleep way before me.
I know. Wait, are you asleep yet? I fell asleep last night at 10 p.m.
Nice.
I couldn't even stay up for any, like, keep my eyes open. I just zonked. Yeah, I think I would prefer horoscope because that's at least fun to discuss. Right.
Like, it's a topic as opposed to like a badgering.
Yeah. Okay. You do.
Would you rather win an Oscar or a Nobel Peace Prize?
Peace.
Same. Even though I did write, as you know, in my fifth grade yearbook that I want to be an Oscar award winning actress.
Yes, and Sammy never settles.
I would still prefer to be the Nobel at this age.
Yeah.
I'd prefer to be a Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Yeah, because there's very few of them.
Do you think I have any chance of winning an Oscar? Ever in my life? Do you think it could happen? Like maybe like for a screenplay or something?
I think you have more of a chance of being a Nobel Peace Prize winner.
I don't. I have too many skeletons in my closet. Too many photos of me, you know, like
why,
doing
they
bad
background
shit.
Story you?
I don't know. I just don't see myself doing something like that important. I see myself maybe happening my way into a movie.
Peace. Yeah, right. And then you win an Oscar for it.
Right. Like some back office Oscar. Like best punctuation in
world's
the script.
Best Sammy. Okay. Would you rather date people.com sexiest man alive or the Speaker of the House?
I would definitely not want to date Paul Ryan, so I want to date the sexiest man alive.
For sure.
Even though it was like Blake Shelton last year. Like why?
He's funny.
How do you know? Oh, from the voice. Oh. Yeah, I would rather date people sexiest man alive. Also, like, you're dating. You're not, like, asking them for legal advice or...
You're not marrying them.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's really funny.
Would you rather wear no shoes all over the city or wear heavy snow boots all year round?
Oh, that's really, really difficult.
Probably the snow boots for, like, disease reasons.
Yeah. Right. You could step in glass and your day is ruined. Snow boots. And you just be like, fuck, my feet are just sweatiest. Do not want to come near me.
maybe you could like even build like a whole Instagram following around it. Like you could do something with that.
I think that like people would look at you less weird if you're wearing snow boots in the summer than barefoot in the winter.
I once saw a man running barefoot on the Central Park Reservoir, which is like, it's sort of like a,
are you sure he wasn't there wearing those weird ass shoes?
No. He was barefoot. I almost took a story, but then I was like, I don't want it to seem like I'm bragging about running, the fact that I'm running. So I'm not going to like post this guy. You know, it's like, I can't brag that I'm running. It's so embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
Yeah. So on that note, you guys should listen to Diet Starts Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Listen to our podcast. Sammy and I are on a podcast called Diet Starts Tomorrow, and you should listen to it. And it's V funny if we do say so ourselves.
Yeah, we talk about things like not posting your workouts. Yeah. That's annoying.
Yes.
But yeah, I once saw a man running on like, it's the consistency of the trail is sort of like a clay court for tennis.
Uh-huh.
And he was just running. But like to get there, you have to like walk over more.
Yeah, where were his shoes?
I don't know. They didn't see them.
Interesting. That's so weird.
I don't know. Also, when I ran the half marathon, another thing. Don't mean to bring up.
Don't bring
there
up.
There was a person running barefoot.
Interesting.
I remember that. I just remember that.
That is so. Why?
I don't know.
You think they run faster? It's less weight.
I think maybe people like build up their like calluses so much that
it was calluses.
The same guy.
I love paying $10 extra for callus removal.
Maybe it was the same guy. Like he was practicing.
Did he look the same?
I don't remember. This was like months in between each sighting.
When you tell me about this guy, I picture him like with long hair and like just very tan.
I think the one in the reservoir
like Castaway.
had no shirt on also.
Yeah, right.
And it was like 7 in the morning.
I picture him like Castaway, maybe in like white tidy whities.
I don't think that, I know, shorts.
Tidy.
They were shorts.
Like short shorts?
I don't remember, but the marathon guy was like, I think clothed. I'm just going back into my mental images.
Yes, yes.
Of barefoot runners.
Anyway, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Email us slapped@betches.com, rate, review, and subscribe. Please tell all of your friends about this podcast. We love doing it. So
post it on your Instagram story and tag the shit out of us.
And we'll repost now that we can post stories directly to, we can share stories.
We will repost you.
Yeah. And listen to Diet Starts Tomorrow. Look out for our book. A lot of shit going on.
Email us slapped@betches.com.
Call me.
We just don't want to say goodbye to you guys.
Yeah, we just don't want to say bye.
Is there anything else we can plug? Betches.com.
You up. Listen to that podcast. We have a new podcast called Everyone's Gay. Please listen to that. It just launched. It's starring, everybody knows the guy that's on our Insta stories, Chris. He's very, very talented.
Crystal,
and Brian, who is on our video team, extremely talented. And
he hosts the Sup podcast.
He also
on Tuesdays.
Yes.
Which is another podcast you guys should listen to with the Sup, which is all about the news.
Why are you holding your hands like that? Sammy was just holding her hands in a very weird way.
I hold my hands in weird ways.
Like she was doing ba-da-da-ba-bum.
I hold my hands in weird ways. I actually have a photo to show you that my mom sent me of when I was a child of me holding my hands in weird ways. Okay. I've been meaning to show you. So I'll do that now when we get off this podcast.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.